NTSB investigates a Skymaster crash in New Jersey. World War II wasps finally get their due. And two prominent Republicans support Obama's plans for NASA. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. Officials have identified five people killed when a Cessna Skymaster apparently suffered some sort of airframe failure over the runway Monday at Monmouth Executive Airport in New Jersey. NJ.com cites official sources in Wall Township in reporting three of the five were members of a family visiting from Poland. 38-year-old Andrzej Zajakowski of Warsaw, his 14-year-old son Patrick, and his 6-year-old nephew Philip Zajakowski. The plane's owner, 45-year-old Jacek Mazurek, and the pilot, 46-year-old Wojciech Gina-Kaza, both locals, were the other two victims. A helicopter pilot who witnessed the accident said the airplane did a high-speed low pass, then rolled and hit the ground. Other witnesses reported parts coming off the plane before the crash, but it's not clear whether they were from the tail or the wing. NTSB will investigate. Women Air Force service pilots from World War II will finally be recognized with congressional gold medals on March 10th, after waiting almost 70 years. The WASP included 1,102 civilian female pilots, the first to fly military aircraft under the direction of the U.S. Army Air Forces during World War II. They ferried fighter, bomber, transport, and training aircraft, and performed other missions in the continental U.S. to help defend America's freedom. The ladies were not given official military recognition until 1977 and had to pay their own expenses for travel, flight training, and even sending caskets back home during the war. Fewer than 300 are still alive, but more than half of those are expected to be in the nation's capital next month to personally receive their medals. A host of dignitaries will be on hand, and a special guest will be former NBC anchorman Tom Brokaw, author of The Greatest Generation. Find more details in the text version of this story, dated February 16th at aero-news.net. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and former House Science and Technology Committee Chair Robert S. Walker co-authored an op-ed piece which appeared in the Sunday Washington Times, urging support from lawmakers for the Obama administration's new direction for NASA. What makes this news is they're both prominent Republicans. The two write, quote, "The Obama administration's budget for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration deserves strong approval from Republicans. The 2011 spending plan for the space agency does what is obvious to anyone who cares about man's future in space and what presidential commissions have been recommending for nearly a decade," unquote. The two say the new direction has the potential to create thousands of new high-tech jobs to which our nation should aspire. It'll be interesting to see if lawmakers from entrenched aerospace states can sell that future to their constituents. Up next on ANN, DOT intends to approve the One World Alliance. British Airways moves aggressively into biofuels. And the Global Hawk UAV shines over Haiti. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Transportation intends to approve an application for antitrust immunity for American Airlines and four international partners to form a marketing alliance. DOT says the approval would be contingent on conditions to protect consumers and preserve competition. The One World Alliance would include American and British Airways, Iberia Airlines, Finnair, and Royal Jordanian, and allow cooperation on transatlantic routes. While DOT found several benefits to consumers in allowing the alliance to go forward, it also worries that competition could be stifled between U.S. and London Heathrow, where slots are limited. So it proposes that the applicants give up four of those slot pairs to competitors offering new service into Heathrow. So far, American says it's pleased. DOT would require the partners to submit traffic data and complete the proposed alliance within 18 months of the granting of antitrust immunity. British Airways plans to partner with the Solena Group to establish Europe's first sustainable jet fuel plant and plans to use the low-carbon fuel to power part of its fleet starting in 2014. The new fuel will be derived from waste biomass and manufactured in a state-of-the-art facility that can convert a variety of waste materials destined for landfills into aviation fuel. Solena Group says the self-contained plant would likely be built in East London and will convert a 500,000 tons of waste per year into 16 million gallons of green jet fuel through a process that offers life-cycle greenhouse gas savings of up to 95% compared to fossil fuel. This volume of fuel would be more than twice the amount required to make all of British Airways flights at nearby London City Airport carbon neutral. The plant would also be designed for cogeneration of 20 megawatts of electrical power, could support up to 1,200 local jobs, and could save municipalities taxes they currently pay to have their waste put in landfills. Under the partnership, Solena will build the plant, and British Airways has signed a letter of intent to purchase all the fuel it produces. If UAVs are ever allowed to share the U.S. national airspace system with manned aircraft, one of the missions envisioned for them is disaster assessment. That may be a few years off, but Haiti is proving a dramatic test of the concept. The U.S. Air Force has flown 6 missions over Haiti with its RQ-4 Global Hawk. That includes 130 flight hours and more than 3,600 images of Port-au-Prince and other areas damaged by the massive earthquake and its aftershocks. General Bob Otto, commander of the 9th Recon Wing at Beale Air Force Base in California, observes, quote, "The ability to fly 24-hour duration sorties meant the Global Hawk could support hundreds of ad hoc requests while staying well clear of the relief workers and neighboring airports. Truly, Global Hawk's capabilities have proven invaluable to the worldwide humanitarian efforts in Haiti," unquote. The days of seeing evening news coverage of manned helicopters with the governor on board taking a look-see after a tornado or flood, well, those days may be numbered. Still ahead, former gang members turn their lives around through aviation. 2 people survive a jump from a doomed helicopter. And, pardon me, would you care to share a sky couch? You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Paul Platt. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt will personally present private pilot certificates with instrument ratings to the first 2 cadets from the On Wings of Eagles Foundation Flight Academy as part of the National Guard Youth Challenge Foundation's gala at the JW Marriott Hotel near the White House on Tuesday the 23rd. The foundation is working in partnership with the National Guard Youth Challenge Program to offer scholarships for flight training to at-risk youth. Cadets Clarence Wesley Jones and Ryan Armenta graduated with honors from such a camp at Fort Gordon, Georgia in 2009. Both were high school dropouts and former gang members who went on to complete their high school educations and who excelled at the character training and mentoring that was part of the Youth Challenge experience. They've become the first cadets selected for full-ride scholarships to flight training. And since last August, they've been flying at TransPac Aviation Academy at Deer Valley Airport in Phoenix, Arizona. Upon completion of their commercial and flight instructor certificates, they'll become flight instructors for the next class of Foundation cadets, set to arrive this summer. On Wings of Eagles Foundation's larger mission is to create productive citizens for America's future, provide competent workers for aviation industries, and influence life pathways toward moral and spiritual excellence. A French helicopter pilot and his 63-year-old passenger are reported to have escaped serious injury when they jumped from the aircraft just before it hit the side of a mountain. Several media sources cite a French info radio report that indicates a dense fog formed as the unidentified duo were flying to the city of Valence in southeastern France. When the pilot realized they were about to fly into the mountainside, he forced the passenger to jump, then bailed out himself. The helicopter hit terrain moments later. The accident happened near a ski resort between the towns of Grenoble and Valence. Fortunately for the two unintentional daredevils, they fell into about 3 feet of snow and escaped with only minor injuries. The pilot then went and got help, and both were taken to a hospital for observation. And finally today, Air New Zealand has developed the Sky Couch, a system which allows three adjacent economy class airline seats to be converted into a sleeper for two. The idea would be to offer passengers on long-haul flights the option to buy two seats at the regular price and the third at a discount, then convert to bed mode once at cruising altitude and catch some Z's, or whatever. But the most interesting part of this story is the survey conducted by Skyscanner to see who would use the service and how. 25% of respondents said they'd prefer to save a few bucks and remain bolt upright during their flight. Just over 60% said they would use SkyCouch, but only with their partner. But 13% said they'd share the snooze with a stranger they'd just met at the airport. Barry Smith, Skyscanner co-founder and director, acknowledges, quote, "It could lead to new relationships blooming at 20,000 feet, although Air New Zealand have stressed that sky couches should not be used to join the Mile High Club," unquote. Good luck with that. This adds a whole new layer to a first-class upgrade. Maybe widespread willingness to sleep with a stranger on a plane isn't so surprising. After all, unlike the checkpoint screeners administering your full body scan, at least the stranger might buy you dinner. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, remembering the days when Aspen Avionics was still just a little startup, with President and CEO John Uzekai. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.